I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories. Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. Anyone who knows me knows I like to talk, and I'm highly spirited about good communication. When it's missing in relationships or friendships, it can create real problems. No one likes to guess or fill in the blanks. Besides, that almost never works. And if that's where you're left, mind reading, it's awful and dangerous. This leads me to one of my least favorite or effective ways to communicate, text. Don't get me wrong, it's incredibly convenient and ideal in many situations, but not everything works well via text. The loss of tone and intention kind of ruins it for me, especially when you don't know someone well enough to hear their inflection in the words. There is so much loss trying to translate. Was that meant to be funny? Snarky? Or wait, were they being serious? I have no idea. I'm all about intonation and will admit I often miscues because I can't hear you. It's frustrating and causes me to stop engaging. Or sometimes I try to remedy by texting more and it's a complete failure. I throw the phone down and move on. I won't be chatting with that one tonight. The good news, I'm not alone. Yes, that is good to know. I've heard from many that they either have this same experience or they get trapped into text-only relationships with friends and family. I love the stories my friends share about the extremely long texts they get and when they attempt to call the person, because clearly this is a bigger conversation that could and should be a phone call. The texter won't answer. In one case, my friend Kay told me her family member refuses almost all calls. Seriously? The quiet and rising discomfort people have with face-to-face is not going away as long as hiding behind a screen is your selected mode of communication and connection. I am not pleased with how much we've detached with one another. Life is intimate, and this feels anything but. I realize that is just my point of view, but if the harmful isolation from a crisis like COVID is any indication of how strange life can suddenly become, then we can certainly begin to see the tremendous value of contact. Isn't that what we're all waiting for? To be social again? To have real, live, genuine connection? Because unless you have decided to detach from society and isolate entirely, there is a need to fulfill that text alone cannot supply. So getting back to my friend, I'm still trying to figure him out. And some days the messages are clear, while other times I'm not sure how to take him in. If I had to describe him, I don't know for sure if he's funny, serious, warm, or even patient. What I can say is that he is clever and cute. You know, based on his texts anyway. Believe me, I love the idea of sharing and maintaining connection with written words. It can be clearer or kinder in some cases. It just doesn't replace hearing someone's voice or seeing their face. So please, scare someone by making an actual call. It might be the nicest gift they get this holiday season. Be well, look after each other, and as always, thanks for listening.
That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.